Hello, this is Anita Ville, a.k.a. Niecy Ville, the host of the Encourage Yourself and Win podcast. This podcast is designed to help us encourage ourselves when we find that there's no one else around. Trials and tribulations, challenges will come. What do we do when they come? We encourage ourselves using the Word of God. Let's get busy getting what God intends for us to have, which is success, prosperity, health, peace, and joy. Let's get to it. Hi, how are you today? What a mighty God we serve who takes care of us always. God is a God of more than enough. Once we have salvation, what's next? We need to carefully read what salvation means to us. Yes, it's the protection of God. It's the peace of God. It's all the wonderful things of God. But while we are feeling good, being happy, we still have other worldly obligations to take care of. For example, we may have health concerns, we may have financial concerns, we may have family concerns, or just concerns for peace. What we need to do is look within our Bible and see all the wonderful things God has there for us after salvation. Once we accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, there are many, many more things that go along with it. For example, we are to have health, wealth, peace, love, joy, success, and all the good things of this life. Let's talk today about finances. If we look in the book of Matthew 25:14-30, it speaks about a master who, upon leaving, gave talents to his workers. It says some was given 5 talents, some were given 3 talents, one was given 1 talent, and so forth and so on. That tells us God has given us magnificent talents. Some of us may have 1 talent, some may have 2 talents, 3, 4, 5. Some of us are multi-talented. We have to understand that God expects us to be doers of the word and not hearers only. For example, you know you need wealth. You have to confess for wealth. But while you're confessing, what are you doing to get this wealth? God tells us in Deuteronomy 8:18, he has given us the power to get wealth. That means that we are responsible for doing some things ourselves. We can't just sit back in a chair and say, oh God, I need a bunch of money and think it's going to fall from the sky. No. Yes, he has miraculous ways that he can benefit us financially. But most things work on seed, time, and harvest. So let's look at this today. Now, we have many, many gifts and talents we've been given from our Father who is great, almighty God. What are we doing with these talents? Are we using them for the betterment? Remember, we must help our fellow men and women in doing so. We prosper. The talents we're given, we're supposed to use to better mankind and ourselves in some shape, form, or fashion. Some of us may be good at cooking. Some of us may be good at business. Some of us may be good at artistic work. But whatever it is, God has already equipped us to rule and reign on this earth. We have to get busy using these talents that he's given us so that we can multiply them and obtain more. You may have a talent for speaking. You may have a talent for upliftment. You may have a talent for humor. Whatever it is, use it today to help further God's kingdom by using it to help your fellow men and women. And again, doing so, we prosper. We are a magnificent people with magnificent talents. We must not merely go to work for money. We must make our money work for us. You're saying, hey, how can I do this? Once again, let's go back to Matthew 25:14-30. when these servants were given the money from their masters, two of them invested it and made more money for him. One hid it, didn't do anything with it, and that was taken from him and given to the ones who created more. So let's look at this today. Yes, we can go to work. We can obtain finances, but what are we going to do with them? We need to be making some good, godly investments. When you make investments with your money, it grows. God does not expect us to merely make this money, stick it in a box, stick it in a bank, and don't do anything with it. Yes, we know we have to have something put aside, for, as they say, a rainy day. That's how it goes. But we must also take the talent and abilities he has given us and multiply this into more. Invest in stocks, invest in bonds, invest in real estate, invest in businesses. You must invest and make your money work for you. Don't just work for your money, make your money work for you. God is a God of more than enough. He always causes us to triumph over all things. But what are we doing to help in this triumphant thing that God has for us to do? Are we merely going to work, making money, and just living paycheck to paycheck? If you're doing that, stop it. That's not what God intends for us to do. First of all, you must learn about tithing. You must learn about offerings. You must learn to give, and it shall be given unto us. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will men and women give to us as God commands. But we must be doers of the word and not hearers only. What are we doing with the talents God gave us? Are we just sitting on them, not using them? How many people have come, God has given them magnificent skills, abilities, and talents. They've not used any, and they've taken them to the graveyard. Let us be more mindful today of how magnificent our God is and has been to us. Let's begin to use these talents today. Let us figure out how to invest our money. Let's figure out how to make more money so we have more to invest. Let's be wiser stewards of our money. Don't just go to work or have your business and everything you get your hands on, spend it. No, that's not what God intends for us to do. He intends for us to have magnificent wealth, but you have to sow so you can reap your harvest. What are you sowing to? Watch your words, watch your mouth, watch how you're thinking. You can think yourself rich. Yes, you can. You can also think yourself poor. We must guard our hearts and minds at all times against the negativity of the world. Let us do what it says in Malachi 3:10. Let us bring all our tithes and offerings into God's house so there'll be food in our house. God gives us in return what we give to him. He gives us more per se. When we find a good place to sow, we reap good things. You must be very careful where you're sowing. You don't want to sow in ground that's rocky. You don't want to sow in ground that's not good. You don't want to sow in ground that's not going to produce the harvest. Look carefully before you tithe your money to make sure this is where God is having you to help the people. All churches that are taking tithes and offerings are not using them correctly. Make sure that you're sowing in an organization that you can see that they're beneficial to your fellow men and women. They're feeding the homeless. They're feeding those that don't have food. They're finding shelter for those who don't have any. God expects us to be a blessing to others, but you can't bless anybody with empty hands. We have got to understand just how magnificent we are and what God has in store for us if we diligently seek his kingdom and his righteousness and learn how to use the talents and abilities he has given us. There should be no poor children of God. There should be no sick children of God. There should be no children of God that are flustered, frustrated, confused. God is a on-time God. Everything we need, he has given us all things that pertain to life and God-likeness. But we've got to learn how to use these talents and abilities he has given us. For example, our mouth is the most powerful thing that we have on our body, next to our mind. We have to make sure that we are using our mouth to give blessings and not curses. It's very important that we don't gossip, that we don't backbite, that we don't run anybody down. Because if you do these things, you're going to stop your progress. You're going to stop your blessings cold. Someone comes to you trying to talk about this one, talking about that one, some nonsense that's not going to benefit your health, your pocket, or your family. Stop them in their tracks. Say, excuse me, what a beautiful day it is today. Look at all the good things God has made for us to enjoy. Let's go on and enjoy these things. Let's bless people and not curse them. Let's go help our fellow men and women, because in doing so, we prosper. Learn today to use the talents and abilities God has given you. Learn to invest your money. Learn to be good stewards over your money. Learn how to help your fellow men and women, even if you need help yourself. Because when you are in a situation where you need help, it doesn't help you to focus on that negativity. Go out and help somebody else. Take your mind off what's bothering you. Because as you go out and help someone else, guess what? God will give you an answer to help yourself. What you sow, you shall also reap. So if you're sowing good things, you can't help but to reap good things. Let us go today. Get some books on how to invest in bonds, how to invest in stocks, how to invest in real estate, and all the other good vehicles there are for investment. We have to be an example to the rest of the world. We are God's children, bought and paid for with a price. We should be reigning and ruling in everything in our lives. I don't care what it is. Sickness should not bother us. Finances should not bother us. Nothing should bother us. We should always have the peace that passes all understanding that God gives us, that keeps our heart and our minds through Christ Jesus. But again, look at the scripture in Matthew 25:14-30, and look at what those people did. Pay attention to the ones who took the money and invested wisely. They got more return. And the one that didn't do anything with the money, it was taken away from him and given to someone else. God gives us all good ideas to help us prosper, to help us succeed in life. If we don't use those ideas he gives us, guess what? He'll go take it to someone else who will use it. How many times have you had an idea? Maybe for a business or a cookie or some kind of recipe that you're good at making, but you didn't do anything with it. Lo and behold, you looked around, you went to the supermarket, boom, there somebody did it and put it out there. God is blessing, 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 but we've got to be doers of the word and not hearers only. We've got to understand what it says in Deuteronomy 8:18. He gives us the power to get wealth. He doesn't say he gives us the ability to sit back and do nothing. He gives us the power to get wealth. Let us start using this power today. Let us use this power to use the talents and abilities so that people can see just how magnificent our God is and has been to us. God is a rewarder. Seek God. Seek his kingdom. Learn investing. Don't let anybody tell you what you cannot be, what you cannot do, or what you cannot have. God says he has come that we can have all things. All things. There's nothing left out. Once again, he says he has come so that we can have all things. We're supposed to have money. We're supposed to have health. We're supposed to have peace. We're supposed to have love. We're supposed to have abundance. We're supposed to have joy. We're supposed to just have a magnificent life. But we've got to take hold of the things of God and use them wisely. Again, pick up some books from your library about investing in stocks. Pick up some books on Amazon to teach you how to invest in your own talents. Pick up some books that teaches you about finances, investing in all different kinds of vehicles. There's many, many, many things to invest in. But be sure you pray. seek God first, and make sure that these are the wise investment vehicles God wants you to use. God is a magnificent God. He has blessed us to be a blessing to others. How can we be a blessing to others? We can pray for somebody. We can lift up somebody. We can give a kind word to someone. We can give a meal if possible, a cup of coffee, whatever we can do to better someone's day or existence, we should do. We should always treat our fellow men and women like we want to be treated. We are all God's children, bought and paid for with a price. Begin today to think like a wealthy person. Think like a healthy person. Think like the kings and queens that we are. We must learn to reign and rule and not be ashamed to show off our magnificent God. Again, do something good for someone today. Seek the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and he gives us all the magnificent things that he has for us. God did not leave anything out. He knows everything that we need. Let's look at Job. Job was a good servant to God. God let the enemy Satan thrash Job about, but he would not let him kill him because he knew that Job would stand in faith like Abraham did. He knew that Job would be strong and courageous like Joshua was. This is how we need to be. We must understand what it says in Psalm 23. The Lord is our shepherd, and we shall not want. Have a blessed day. Keep God first. Use those talents so that we can become blessings to ourselves and others. Have a blessed day and a wonderfully blessed week.